Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local evangelist at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our program. We invite you to any or all of our services at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. You will hear our meeting times at the end of this broadcast. You will always be warmly received. We also ask you to check out our website, www.churchofchristatharrisburg.com. You'll find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. Please give us a look. Before we get into our lesson this morning, I want to also give you an invitation to our upcoming gospel meeting. We have a gospel meeting that begins next Sunday, September 16, and runs through September 21st. Our speaker will be Mickey Galloway from Lancaster, California. Mickey grew up not far from here in Horse Cave, Kentucky, and he'll be holding a series of lessons that we cordially invite you to all week. Our service times on Sunday are at the regular times, and we will meet each evening, Monday through Friday, at 7 p.m. We invite you to any or all of these services and come and study the Word of God with us. We know that you will be edified. We give you a warm invite and hope to see you there. One of the subjects that I want to talk about this morning, I want to talk about this broadcast and next week, is why is Bible study important? How does one become a good student and teacher of this good book? Does it happen by accident? Why does it appear that many have a better grasp of sacred truth than others, even though others have been members of religion for many, many years? Why do the younger, many times, from my experience, have to teach the older? Are they just isolated cases or the norm of the day? These are vital questions that deserve some answers. Please notice in 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, that Paul gave some advice to the young evangelist Timothy. He exhorted him to study. In order to accomplish this task, the Bible says he must be diligent. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker that does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Yes, we must be diligent to rightly divide God's word. How do we divide God's word? Is there a shortcut? No, you have to have knowledge. We must know the word of God in order to live by it. We must know it in order to rightly divide it. Listen to the word of God says about itself. Every word of God is pure. Proverbs 30, verse 5. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. Psalms 119, verse 140. For the word of the Lord is right, and all the works are done in truth. Psalm 33, verse 4. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. Psalms 19, verse 8. As for God, his way is perfect, the word of the Lord is tried. 2 Samuel 22, verse 31. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Psalms 19, verse 7. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Psalms 119, verse 89. What I would like to do this morning and next Lord's Day, Lord willing, is to give you some reasons why I believe that Bible study is indeed important and necessary if one wants to please God. Number one, God wants us to know the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8, verse 32. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, beginning in verse 2, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Hosea said long ago in Hosea 4, verse 6, that his people were destroyed for lack of knowledge. How can I live something that I do not know? How can I be sure my work is acceptable to him unless I can find that instruction in God's book? How can my faith be strengthened if I do not know for the certainty that the Bible is true? If you want to know if the Bible is true, then you're going to have to examine the evidence. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 in verse number 7, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. There are many people who claim great wisdom and great knowledge, and yet their understanding of the Bible is not very good. How do I know that? By my discussions with them. By when you ask them a question for the proof of the things that they say, they cannot give you a Bible passage because they do not know it. Therefore, you need to know the truth, and God wants you to know the truth. Second of all, the Word of God gives understanding. In Psalms 119, verse 104, it gives understanding, and therefore, he said in verse 104 that he hated every false way. In Ephesians chapter number 3, and beginning in verse 3, the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus, how that by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I have briefly written already, by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Do you need someone to explain and tell you what the Bible means? If you do, then your faith is in that person and not in the Bible. Why not look at it yourself? Do you want to know how you got here, why you're here, where you're going? The questions of life can only be given, and the directions and how those questions can be answered are only contained in God's wonderful book. For centuries, we are told we could not understand the truth contained in God's Word. Yet, that's the devil's lie, and many still believe it today. John 14:15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments. How can you love God if you don't keep his commandments, and you can't properly love God if you don't know what his commandments are? Many people believe the Bible is too difficult to understand. People that make such claims have never studied the Bible. Now, there are parts of it that are more difficult than others. Some of the books of prophecy, like Daniel and Ezekiel, and some of the minor prophets, like Zechariah, and of course the book of Revelation. But if one would be open-minded and read the context of those books and have a thorough understanding of how the Bible is written, and look at the Bible in the context of where the passage is given, you can come to understand it. People who make the argument that the Bible is beyond understanding have never examined the Bible. Number 3, the truth as revealed in the Word of God will make us free. You know, Paul told the Athenians in Acts 17, verse 30, at the time of ignorance God winked at, but he commandeth all men everywhere to repent. And we already read John 8, verse 32, that the truth can make us free. The truth has the ability to make one free from ignorance and the deception of men. The false teacher cannot harm one who has been freed by the truth. I am no longer under the bondage of sin and all of its evil consequences if I have obeyed the truth. Romans chapter 6, verse 16 through 18. You see, the truth, as revealed in God's Word, will give us the needed answers in order to release us from the bondage of sin. But you won't know how to do that if you don't know where to find it in God's Word. Therefore, you need knowledge. Therefore, since you need knowledge, you need to study. Number 4, the truth as revealed in the Scriptures is able to make one wise. It's to give you wisdom that can be beneficial to you, spiritual wisdom. In the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, and verse number 15, and from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. You see, faith in Christ Jesus will make us saved. But to gain that knowledge, you have to be able to study. A person will never become wise into salvation through faith in Christ unless he becomes acquainted with the answers found in the Holy Script. True wisdom can only be found in the Bible. According to 1 Corinthians 1, 18 through 21, they consider the Bible foolishness, but to those who are being saved, it's the power of God. All the wisdom of this world pales in comparison to the truth contained in the Bible. All the secular wisdom in this world cannot give you the answers to the questions of life. The only thing that can make you wise into salvation in order to save your soul, in order to give you a home in heaven, in order to redeem you and to be assured that you can be with God for all eternity. Those answers are only found in God's book. And they don't just pop out at you. You have to look for them. You have to seek them. And you have to find them. And then you have to do them. Last this morning, God uses the truth to draw men to Christ. Look at John chapter 6, verse 44 and 45. John chapter 6, verse 44 and 45. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. You see, by hearing the Word of God, it will draw me to Him. How can one hear and learn about God without the teaching of God's Word? What is the magnet God gave us to draw men to Christ? The only magnet that God gave to draw men to Him was the Word of God. Social programs can't do it. Recreational programs can't do it. Fulfilling the physical needs of man and the social ills of society cannot do it, and secular education cannot do it. Men are drawn to Christ by the simple preaching and teaching of the gospel message to them. I know this is true. In my work as a gospel preacher, I've been afforded the great privilege of going overseas and being able to preach the gospel in Lithuania and in the Philippines on numerous occasions. And I see the Word of God touching the heart of men who are hungering and thirsting after it. And we remember in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said those who hunger and thirst after righteousness will be fulfilled in Matthew 5 and verse 6. You see, the Word of God is the magnet. It is the magnet that draws men to Him. And in the Word of God, when that magnet is the heart of man is drawn to God, then when he gets into Scriptures, he will see the mind of God revealed to him. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 through 13. And when his mind is revealed, it will give him the answers to the questions of life. It will tell him, what do I need to do to be saved? It will tell him, how do I conduct my life to be pleasing to you? What do I do to influence and example the world for good? How do I raise my children? How do I act in my marriage? What is my responsibility to my brethren? What is my responsibility to my fellow man? All of those answers to those questions are contained within the pages of God's holy divine word. And there is no way that you can gain the answers to those questions without a study and a diligent meditating upon the Word of God. Too many people today, ladies and gentlemen, their Savior is the man that they put their trust in to tell them what the Bible means. Even this radio program, I don't want you to take my word for it. That's why I give you a book, a chapter, a verse. I want you to read it for yourself. I want you to examine it yourself. I want you to come to understand it for yourself. I'm not your Savior. You don't have to answer to me. You have to answer to God. And if you want to know what God demands, what God expects, and what God will judge you by, then please, please open His Word, meditate upon it, and study it. Until next week, come worship with us. Have a wonderful day.